the space where everything arises and ceases, where it is not arising and ceasing, it's just known. That's how I experience the still point. My question is, when turning the mind towards that, which I usually don't do, like you said, it always gets sucked into the world. When turning the mind towards that, I sometimes feel like I just said, a sense of attunement, something is wrong, because there is a sense of trying to keep it there. There's mm-hmm. a sense of like wanting to fixate on it. Like even that subtle, it has a sense of like wanting to, you know, grasping feels like that, but even trying to place it there, sometimes I can feel this sense like something is not right in the way I do it, because it's, there is this, it's trying to hold it there. So I wonder whether Ajahn and Lompo has any helpful way of how we should hold that turning towards it in a way that is the middle way.
I would say the very fact that you can articulate that's what's being experienced, that shows that there's that aspect of the mind that knows that's going on. And that which is knowing that habit is occurring is not identified with that, is not commensurate with that. I mean, not connected to or not the same thing as. It's knowing, oh, this is an event. This is a habit. This is a thing the mind is doing. So that which knows that habit is not that habit. And so that just that quality of, oh, look what this is going on. It can't just stop it. But that quality of, oh, look at this. Look what's happening here. Then that's, in itself is a helpful step, if you like, and that and also just the relaxation, you know, like that, in a way that going back to the tightrope walker, that's I feel is a good analogy, because someone walking on a tightrope, they've got to be really focused, but if they also have to be very relaxed, and so that kind of nonchalance, like, okay, Dhamma, Shmama, who cares really? You know, just like, even if you don't really mean it, just like pretending to be nonchalant. Rather, I got it, yes, look, oh, kind of breathlessly getting to overstoked, like the Dhamma Nandiya, Dhamma Raga, that kind of. But even if you don't really mean it, just cultivating a kind of casual, like easefulness. I like the word easefulness, so that nonchalant. Even if you don't mean it, sort of plant the suggestion of, okay, realization, shmealization, you know, just to kind of lower the kind of adrenaline or the sort of agitated habit of trying to fix or get or be. But in a way, just that knowing that feeling and appreciating it, just to recognize, oh, this is that what they call the substratum of being, that kind of basic grasping bhava, the kind of urge to be. It's that kind of a tone. It's like this sort of basic grasping habit. Here it is. It feels like this. And that which is feeling it is not identified with it. You know, do you have any comments?
Yeah, just sort of recognizing that tendency to try to define, how do I hold it? Well, don't hold it. It's that sense of being able to step back. So it's recognizing and then to returning to, basically it's just this returning to the knowing. And without having to define or hold it anymore.
To do, without having to do.
Yeah, you don't need to do it.
Right.
Yeah.
There's experimental musician John Cage wrote a book called Silence. his most famous musical piece was 4 minutes, 33 seconds of silence. Or the pianist sitting in front of a piano with their fingers above the keys, not touching them. It's called 4 minutes, 33. So John Cage wrote a book called Silence, and the opening passage of Silence is, if you let it, it supports itself. You don't have to. Each something is a celebration of the nothing which supports it.
Can you see the last bit again,
please? Each something is a celebration of the nothing which supports it. When you remove the world from your shoulders, you discover it doesn't drop. Hopefully that's meaningful. So that sense of, if you let it, it supports itself. Just that much is enough, really. That you don't have to hold the mind or the knowing in place. It's here, it's present. There's no thing that has to be done with it or to hold it, keep it, support it. If you let it, it supports itself. You don't have to. So he did have a background in Zen meditation as well.
Mm.
But I feel that's quite an insightful statement in terms of mind training. It's all recorded. I think we have a copy of Silence in the library as well. It's the sort of thing one can Google easily nowadays. John Cage is his name. The reason why John Cage chose 4 minutes, 33 seconds is because if you do the maths, that's 273 seconds. And minus 273 is absolute zero. And that he had the idea when he was being given a tour of MIT, Massachusetts Institute of Technology, and he was taken to an anechoic room. And the scientist said, here is a room with absolutely no sound. And that, but then when he was when they went in there, he could hear the sound of silence very, very loud, and so he said, "No, it's not silent." So that his famous piece, 4 minutes 33, was based on that experience at MIT, and the that imagery of absolute zero. Useless knowledge is one of my specialities.
Not useless, I guess. Not useless.